Is it music? Let me turn to one. Oh my god. There is just low. This is Goten Project. Everybody, so you know the singer, right? Singer Claudia. Claudia, Claudia, no. Well, the few albums she was on, but she has a name, but no. And you have to say it like you mean it. Like you're somebody telling guy or somebody telling someone, you know, on the streets. Maybe you're a delivery guy, the other delivery guy, not the usual ones we get, like UPS or something. Like actually you have to have a big boss answer to you. You're your own boss. And you have your own Vespa, it's just full of packages, and you decide, you just packed everything. Then see a cafe with some hot babe hanging out, and he's just like, hey, let's go take a break. And you go and get some coffee at the table, and check it. It's like, hey, what about, someone say, hey, what about the packages? And the customer can wait. I do good business. I'm good. They know I'm good. Yeah, but for now, it's hot babe. It's a beautiful lady at the cafe. I gotta go talk to her. No. You gotta say many words. From that, with the attitude. So Pinoy, right? So today I was like, okay, oh, I forgot her name. So Claudia, but Pinoy. So, oh yeah, that's right. Then I said, how to crow nouns. So I typed this thing. Oh yeah. Nobody's on the chat anyway. I'm not gonna. I don't think this thing does chat, but anyway. How to pronounce Pinoy? Okay. I thought it was Pinoy. Right. Then. I found this one. How you pronounce it? English. Does that work? I couldn't hear it. Whoops. Wait a second. What? But it was bad. It's terrible. Maybe I have to turn the music down a little bit. But anyway. This website, how to say or something, they say they pronounce Pinoy. Well, most people. So, oh no, 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 no. Pinoy. That was it. cannot.
I'll put this on the website. In the video, he was here. But the podcast version, don't.
Piano.
Oh, that's not how you pronounce it. So I'm like, okay, I have to go Google Translate. You can usually get it correct. Google.com. Oops. Not in search, but. So I say, piano. This diaper. But if you. But Latin is called cloth, right? Cloth. Cloth. See? In the video chat, you will see the Google Translate is correct. Pet no. Now I put her. Name cloth? No, no way. Claudia Pannone. And the English no, you can switch to text language. You put English.
Yes.
Claudia Pannone. Claudia Pannone. You know, anybody ever seen the movie Caveman? Remember, it's not Dennis Quaid. Is it Dennis Quaid? I forgot. But remember, they were pronouncing something. Karaka or something. He's got that face like, Karaka. Like, yeah, this is, wow. No. You gotta say it. Either Italian. That's Italian. Claudia Pannone. Same thing with Latin, because it's Italian. She's Italian. My favorite singer. You're listening to her right now. Just like everybody, where can I meet this hot babe? She's married to a lady. Okay, so that's it. That was I'm just like, oh, oi! It's like no. You guys ruined. You people, right? But you know what? Go every country. The local people always say the foreigners ruined something, right? They always do. You know, like we have, like Asians, we have cameras, right? We go to every country. So, oh, look, those Asians with the cameras. But you know what? When you guys come to Asia, you guys got cameras. Oh, look, these guys with cameras. It's the same. It goes both ways, man. Both ways. No, I feel good today. Because last night I finished the Outlander. Audi. Not Audi, like the car. Aldi. Sorry. Aldi Special. Special Reserve Outlander Merita. Swear to God, they put something else in there because it gave me like sort of little euphoria before I came back. It's like, man, it must be the antifreeze or could it be absinthe? Like, huh. So every time that in the morning I feel like this, where I don't need the extra help or like almost, which I should take anyway. It's usually I have wine or something like before I kill some brain cells. Kill some feel some memories just stuck in there. Just like, oh God, this world was sucks. I hate it. That type of stuff goes all the way. Then I'd be like, hey, I'm happy. I'll be singing like Gold Temper. La, 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 la. I'm sick. Take it out. Vampire, você jogou em país. I'm gonna start doing the opera thing with them. No, I'm not doing that. La 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 la. Okay. Actually, I know this song on guitar. The only thing sucks is my fingering hand gets locked up. I can't play it all the way through. Unless I get a different concert series, like a smaller 3/4 size. But I don't want a 3/4 size acoustic because it sounds like crap. You gotta play it like you mean it. Like this title today, say it like you mean it. Yeah, play it. Yeah, I should change it like you mean it. Dot, dot, dot. Like you mean it. Okay. So I went through the news. I went through NTD. They had somebody else replacing Evelyn Lee with Kevin Hogan. They have the master of NTD, which is I forgot her name. Myers. I forgot. Whoever her name is. She's the pro, like you can tell. Beautiful. They're okay. You know what I was thinking, like NTD? Hello, the announcers, like Stephanie Cox. She looks like Mona Lisa. I mean, just like sometimes I look at her, like, oh, she looks like Mona Lisa. She's got the old European feel to it, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, crypto. Stop. It's 30s. Solana's up. Big time. Everything else is like, they were like dying. Dodge it. It's flip. Plop, flip plop. Yeah, it's a butter. A hype. Anything else? Well, there's that shooting, but just no. And there's the whole Trump thing that went back and forth, and somehow Jim Jordan got involved. And now he's like calling each other and stuff. It's like unconstitutional to get Trump, and there's like, it's not unconstitutional to get me, Jim Jordan. Let me get the. Both sides say, y'all go to the. I'm like, what are you guys doing, man? What are you guys doing? Fix? United States? Fix the country? stop screwing around. But then, of course, the one side is screwing around, so you gotta fight back. And just, it's gonna go on like this. As it's gonna go for who knows how long. Then everything will come back. Hopefully, then hopefully we get rule of law on the land, and that would be great, because then we set an example. Then the whole rest of the world, or the free countries, or the communist country, I don't know, socialist country. That's questionable if they will change or not. But it's coming. It's fine. Elon crushes BBC reporter claiming about hate speech. Oh, you lied. You liar. A liar. FTX bankruptcy filing detained SBF. Cavalier attitude towards misplaced $50 million. I think, I don't know. I don't think cares. I think they're like Hollywood people are like that. It's like, hey, any news is good news. They're still following that path. Like, you know, maybe it's not a good idea to do that. Yeah, I'm at Zero Hedge. I'm just looking at titles. Metro New York feel subway unsafe at night. I always feel unsafe when I was living there. I mean, daytime, yeah, you get people, but it's still somebody can push you out. No. I would never do that again. And for a longest time, I just walked. If I'm not in a rush or something, I would walk from Soho all the way to Midtown. Just be like long walk. In between, there's a few, depends on what street you're on, what avenue you're on. There's some rooftop bars. If you know them, you can like go up there and be like, ooh, check this out. Sometimes they offer coffee or not. I'll be like, yeah, let me go there. Or go to W Hotel. Order coffee, sit down, and pretend the concert will come in. It's like, are you? It's like, I'm waiting for my party. I was like, oh, they were like, oh, okay. But like, thank you. I should be like the guy I just said in my in the videos, like the Italian guy or the whoever guy has a Vespa, is the delivery dude, only delivery dude in the town, decides to go to a cafe. Sit down because there's a hot babe, Italian babe sitting, or maybe European babe sitting by herself, and he's just like swinging in. Maybe I should do that for now. These hotels. I'd be like walking in, like, sir, I'm waiting for someone. Okay. I'm gonna get my coffee. Espresso. I'm gonna sit over there. Is that okay with you? They'll be like, but you're Asian. I'll die from this. It's total madness. It's just, but I will do it because I think it's funny. I can get, if I got away with it, I'm like, no way. But I can tell them to your agent. It's like, I'm half agent. Half. My last name is Pannoni. First name is Eduardo Pannoni. Maybe I'll use it. I'll try to remember it. And then I'll do it for real. Just guess why we film it. My name is Eduardo Pannoni. One of my parents is from Asia. The other one is Italy. Now, can I have my espresso? I don't sound anything like it, but I'll just play it, play the part. Make it kind of sound believable. I have to talk to like my Italian friends, the pronunciations and stuff. They would get it correct. So I know you gotta do that. Then get it correct, it'll be a hoot, man. If I can do it and get away with it. CoinDesk. Just check on CoinDesk for a second. Okay, nothing exciting. What else happened? Well, this morning I checked out Rivian. Marcus Brownlee, he had a video yesterday, but I watched it this morning. I was just like, oh, Rivian has an SUV. It's like, wow. Six-seater. It's like, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's electric. It's a little expensive. At least they're thinking about it. It's nice. I like Rivian. I like the design of it. You know. And all these people are like, but Bezos, you know, he's like, shut up. Who cares? Oh, he did this, he did that. Okay, whatever. No, Amazon. Try to replace Amazon. Try to start a company that's going to replace Amazon. Can you do it? Can you do it? No. Like the cameras and some of the gears out? Guess where I got them? And in the old days, I had a Prime. So it's like, I ordered today. It's like here tomorrow. Just like boom, boom. Like, whoa. But I'm not on Prime. I don't need to watch it. I buy the movies. I buy the TV series. Because I always go back and watch it over and over again. The only reason I had Prime because they had Stargate. Some of the old Star Trek. But they took one of them away. Just, oh, no. Sorry. Goodbye. And Stargate had their own thing, and they took it out too. So it's nowhere. Where can I find this? I'm on Crate now. So somebody did a. Can rent a house with 18 car garage. Does it have 18 cars in there? What's the rent like per day, per week? This is $100,000. 100,000. Single family. Okay. 7 bath, 4 bath, 4.5 bath. So there's 3 bath. Huh? So there's 11 bathrooms. Or 10.5. Single family. Active. Okay, amenities. Does it come with the cars? That's weird. It's like the rental this is the B&B for the rich and famous, I guess. That doesn't come with cars, so you gotta bring your own car. So, see, that this is the messed up part. What's the rent for? It's for. What's the term? What's the rental term? Is it for a month? A year? Half a year? I'm thinking like if it's a mansion like this, it's probably 100 grand per month. Would you pay for that? I'm like, 100 grand a month? You can build you your own spot in the arid desert, rocky land of Nevada. Yeah, you can build your own. Why buy? I mean, why rent? We can buy. Unless you want to do a party thing or do a movie. I can see it as like a movie set. It looks like a movie set. Looks nice. What else is there? Cars. I didn't look at cars. Motor train. I'm like kind of off on the car thing because this weekend we got the car. Today is 12th. I think it's 15th. Yeah, 15th is another one car meet. I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna use the video thing yet. I'm just gonna take photos. So I don't know what kind of videos I wanna do yet. What type? I don't know what else can I think of about to talk about. Because all the funny stuff just went. Like now I'm just this is like the comedians the oh no what I'm gonna say it's nothing uncreate nothing bronco whatever Paul Walker's GTRs looks like somebody they're bidding on top for auction in Germany. Is it exciting? There was some crazy story about Paul Walker and what they want him to do, like what Hollywood wanted to do and didn't work out. So it was just like, and I heard that. Everybody listened. They met him. This guy just want to drive a truck. Oh, beat up truck and go surfing. It's like, oh, it's like me. Man, I don't have those cars. But if I have money, I'll probably do the same. Like, I don't need a car. I don't need this car. Buy a little land, and big land by the beach. A little shack on top. Next to it, put a little cafe and be like, hey, all you beach bums here, yo, come here, go, come hang out, or something. I don't know. I'll be like, yeah, I'm fine, cool with it. So, but like, I'm on your post now, but like, boycott over trans activist, oh, has legs and still looks, don't into doubt. Yeah, bad decision on the top. And you know the person is like, why did she's gonna get fired? Like, stop, like everybody said, stop making these things, making the covers, you know, go make better beer. So when people taste it, it's like, I haven't had Bud Light, let me try it. I'm like, hey, this tastes good. because Budweiser used to be great. I don't know what happened. Then all my friends just switched to Miller Lite. I switched to, I'm the European. I'm the high class guy. I gotta have either Amstel Light or Heineken Light. It's like, everybody's like, ooh, fancy. It's like, that's right. Can you talk like you mean it, huh? Bartender, give me a beer. Das Bier. Bitte. Give me a beer. From Europe. Europe. Yeah. Stella Artois. Give me one of those. If I can talk like that, so I order like that. Even though it doesn't sound like anything, it just sounds like you're an idiot. I don't care. Hey, I can order this up and I'll be happy. Those are not for us. Making Cali Plus Dayland of a Nike sports ad. Why she's an ad? No, she's a Nike sports ad. I don't have no boobs. It's flat. Well, they're flat girls. Oh, there. But this is guy, so yeah. Obvious. So I don't know. I think this is just the craziness that they're trying to induce right now. You know what they're doing. You know what those people are doing. They want to. Oh, Jack. She's a part of Jack Daniels. Oh, I haven't drank Jack for a while. Usually I drink the European versions. Drink the either Irish or Scottish. Well, I mean Scottish whiskey. Yeah. Some what's the other one? The Maker's Mark. I like Maker's Mark. Always liked it. And there's another one. It has a really nice flavor. It's distilled in New York, I think. Or somewhere. It's like Brooklyn or Long Island somewhere. It tastes really good. Herbal stuff. I'm gonna say enough angry restaurants and diners shout lights in intrusive influencers. Yeah. No more influence. Stop taking picture of your food. Stop. You know it's coming. I mean, I've seen the first few people take picture of things, right? Now, sometimes I do it because I had a camera with me. It's like, wow, this looks like a big nice scenery. Like, I take it, catalog it, and so if somebody asks, I need to film something, so I'm like, why don't you go over here? Here's a picture. It was for that purpose. Well, maybe I'll just print it black and white, mount it. You know why? Because it's just too many people doing too much stuff. Like, you gotta stop doing this. No, when I do the cars and coffee, that's totally different. That's capturing an event. That's almost similar to photo journalism. But can you say that you're taking food is not photo? No. Yeah, maybe. Could be. But not like that. People get, I mean, it doesn't matter, but people get sick of it. influencer. It's not a job, right? Is it or isn't? So it's just, I think people are skeptical at some point. It's, that's it. No more. I want to be in peace. Yeah, don't put the lights on. Oh, if you don't have lights, the photo comes out crappy. Get a real camera that you can, yes, it has graining, but it's a lot better having light. Well, ask the restaurants. I can. I'm gonna do this. Can we like sit somewhere else? Can't see anybody. Could do that, right? Food influencer, car influencer, hotel influencer, beer influencers, influencers. I'm an influencer of influencers. Can't be like that. Can someone be the top? It's like, so where are you? What do you do? I'm the influencer of the influencers. Like what? How could that be? It's impossible. Hey, we're on planet Earth. Nothing's impossible. After their 4-year-old Bohom worksheet that was based on letter T. Capital letter, lowercase letter, people will figure out what the word is based on the image. What does that mean? I don't know. Suppose that's the miss. Well, somebody came in, I have to get a link. I pray. Aloha, mahalo. I don't know. This whole system needs to change. Everything needs not to go back to where it broke off. Let's get those back and just keep it as is. No extra things, no extra that, this, that, whatever. And just do it right. That's it. Do it right. Do like the old days where you actually teach some kids something. Teach them. Like, I think a few podcasts back, I said years and years ago. Well, not years and years ago, maybe like a decade ago or so. I noticed a lot of kids were taught from step 1 to step 10. The school skipped 2 to 9. Basically, that's what it is. And you can tell. It's like, I'm going to do this. They expect the after the first step, they're going to get the final. It's that easy. It's like, no, it's not that easy. You got to learn the 2 to 9. The little things in between. Learn how to do that. They're supposed to learn that in school. It's like, holy cow. They're not teaching that in school. It's like something's off. Then they started doing this weird stuff, including fashion. It's like young kids have these fashion stuff are based on adults. I'm just like, what are they trying to do? then of course then we get to the point where we are today. Just like, oh boy. So I got smelled it a long time ago. It's like, oh man, we're gonna get a socialist and communist youth coming to the US, get pushing. No, the Cultural Revolution, all that stuff that I learned when I was young. Asked a question about it with the dissidents that flew to Taiwan. I asked them, and they said, it's the Cultural Revolution. If you go find those people, they would say, yeah, United States, they're trying to do that to the United States. And now we find out some of us eventually figured it out, even though there were people telling us that from the 70s they were doing it. It's like, oh cow, man. And it's teachers, just same thing. So we gotta fix. If you wanna go above and beyond any other countries right now, you can't rely on immigrants coming in. You gotta teach everybody. No, say, oh, let's bring some Indians in. No, Hindu people here. Why? Because they're smart. They're making all this. Are you sure about that? I think smart people are smart. Dumb people are dumb. Or mediocres are mediocre. Now, doesn't mean that they cannot become, but just some people will take more effort. Right? Some young people would take some effort to get to that point. So and maybe they're not the top, but they're able to decipher the different aspect of certain things and put something together. And it's like, that's their specialty. Not just going around shooting videos and be like, oh, let me shoot a video. Oh, let me shoot a video myself. And it's like, pull on YouTube and become an influencer. And it's like, hopefully you get paid. That's not a job. That's not a skill set. Is this a skill set? I don't know. I think it's a skill set. Because if everybody does it, like the coughing in cars, last week they had a crash. Guess what everybody did? Took the iPhone and ran. I said, oh. And this has become this culture. And like, oh, man. I mean, I took a video of it. I caught it and posted it. But then I didn't want to post it. But then I posted it. Well, anyway, that's on the Monday podcast. So okay, go listen to that one. So that's what happened. Like, oh, and then it became this, oh, society is like, stop it, man. Just like the influencer for these restaurants. This is a restaurant. Do the appropriate thing. If you want to do a special dish, they do. Call them. Call the restaurant and say, I want to do a special influencer video. Can I come in another day, order the same thing, and have you reenact? Not reenact, but just be part of it and do a whole production video on it. Wouldn't that be better than just have people yelling and screaming at you? Take that camera. Oh, take that LED stuff out. We're trying to eat over here. God damn it. You don't want that. I don't want that. Nobody wants that. No, some people want that, but nobody wants that. I don't want that. I want to be a bit. It's like, why are you doing this? You know? And those LED lights, they say, well, we're not pointing in that direction. But they're omnidirectional. It bounces off walls. It's just super bright. It's not worth it. Okay. The rest, I'm still on your post. If you see the Rumble version. So boobs and buds and bud. Hidden Bible chapter rediscovered. Oh, UV photography. Really? I'm not. I'll look it up. I'm not gonna go right now to look into that. Oh, here's the thing. If somebody say Christianity. So if you're not part of that religion or any other religion, but they come to you like Thailand, or you put your hands together like this and you do the same thing, even though you're not Buddhist or something, you just do what they do, right? Just bow and go. Now, if somebody says something in question, like the usual things they say to you, like God bless or something, or something else, do you reply back as that, even though that's not your religion? But out of politeness, would you say stuff like that? Would you use it? No? Or would you go? It's like, that's not my religion, I don't follow that. That's a jerk. That's a very jerky move. Jerky. It's like, hey. God damn it, jerky. Reply back. No. Have respect. So if somebody said that to me, like over the weekend somebody said something, and then I reply, God bless. Yeah. Then he replied, amen. I'm fine with that. Because I understand the religion, Christianity, Buddhism, Buddhist. I know that. I've been all this stuff. I mean, I can't remember, like, when people, like, recite the verses. I'm like, I don't know. But I know the general thing about it. And I know Buddhist general things about it. And any other religion, it's like, they all have a basic understanding of, like, being human. And one part of it is respect, and that's it. That's why I reply back to wherever it is. So, but I'm just wondering, anybody else do that at all, or they're just angst? Don't talk to me like that. I'm not, you know, whatever religion, fill in the blank religion. I'm not that. It's like, wow. Now what do you say? What do you say to those people? You say, you call them with the Japanese word I've been saying for the last couple of days. Japanese, you know that Japanese word. Bakiyaro. Do that. Idiot. Idiot. Or I think it was referenced to a-hole also. It's like, really? I didn't know. But whatever. I was gonna go to a purge and stuff, but I'm at the 50-minute mark, so I think I'm done for today. The Rumble will keep going. Video will keep going for a little bit. But I think I'm just going to close out because this room is heating up so much today. It's humid. We got some crazy weather, humidity. It's supposed to rain. There were cloud seeding, but sort of didn't. It's 73 degrees now, but just there's a low pressure sucking all the ocean water from Atlantic. If it's the other way, it will be dry, but this today is going to be wet. Hopefully it will rain because we need it here. It's been cloudy, but we didn't get no rain. Got a tiny bit. My sunflower didn't even grow. Just dried out. I gotta get some seeds today. Hopefully we'll grow something. Herbs. Just two little pieces popped out. Two little stems popped out. The rest is all dried out. And I was like, getting dry season? It's crazy. Anyway, have an excellent hump day. Do things like you mean it. You don't have to use Latin or Italian pretend accent. You can just go and just, yeah, like you mean it. Yeah, it's like, do it like you mean it. You know what I mean? You can do a New Jersey accent if you want. Say, oh, forget about it. You gotta do it like you mean it. Yeah. Where's my sandwich? Where's my coffee? You can do it that way too. So, I guess that's it. Have a wonderful day. I hope this is April 12th. 2023. Have a great day, and I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.